Netanyahu under fire after Beirut decision, accused of turning Israel into a U.S. protectorate. Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister, faces mounting criticism after he yielded to Donald Trump and U.S. pressure to refrain from bombing Beirut. The move is seen as submission to Washington and raises questions about Israel's sovereignty. The article examines the clash among allies and rivals, and the public mood as Israel presses its campaign against Hezbollah. It highlights the high stakes for national security and Israel's standing on the world stage. Netanyahu faces harsh criticism for bowing to Trump and not bombing Beirut. Critics say the move weakens Israel's sovereignty and makes it seem under U.S. control. Many Israelis still support the Lebanon offensive against Hezbollah. The pause affects talks with Iran and the wider war in the region. Opponents say the government is weak and losing sovereignty. Netanyahu faces backlash after yielding to U.S. pressure on Beirut's strike immediate decision and fallout. Benjamin Netanyahu faced swift criticism after he agreed to a direct request from the United States, led by President Donald Trump, not to bomb Beirut. Critics argued the move weakened Israel's autonomy and signaled a de facto American shield. Still, Netanyahu said the broader effort against Hezbollah would continue, including plans for a buffer zone along the border. Dialogue and leverage in Washington sources describe a tense call between Trump and Netanyahu, with intermediaries from Israel and its political coalition present. Reports suggest the discussion included threats and the view that the war had drawn broad international opposition to Israel. Trump later claimed the issue with Iran was being re-engaged, though Iranian officials had not publicly confirmed this. On the ground, impact in Lebanon. Beirut has not faced new airstrikes since the decision, while Israel maintains the push against Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. The government says the southern operation will proceed to establish a security buffer, a move critics say tests Lebanon's territorial integrity. Domestic and international reactions. Several prominent politicians and analysts voiced sharp disapproval. A senior national security figure argued that no Israeli leader has agreed to such a request from a foreign leader and said the move weakens national interests. A veteran opposition politician called the suspension of attacks unacceptable and urged a stronger stand. A columnist for a major daily criticized the decision as a betrayal of Israeli citizens and warned the country now seeks U.S. approval to defend its own territory. Public opinion and political stakes polls show continued support in Israel for the Lebanon offensive despite pressure from Washington. A large majority of Jewish Israelis favor continuing the campaign, while Arab Israelis largely oppose it. Other surveys indicate broad support for keeping up the war effort. Separately, some Israelis believe Netanyahu should retire, reflecting broader doubts about the government and its handling of the conflict. The war context and regional dynamics. The Lebanon front opened in March as part of a wider clash with Iran. The conflict has forced many civilians to flee and left thousands dead or wounded. A prior ceasefire agreement did not take hold in practice, and Tehran has tied any dialogue to broader ceasefire conditions in both Lebanon and Gaza. Washington has sought a quick and decisive end to hostilities, while Tehran signals it will condition talks on protections for Beirut. Statements from the White House and allies. Trump acknowledged the exchange but downplayed aggressive rhetoric in later remarks. He said he values his working relationship with Netanyahu and continues to view their partnership as constructive, while acknowledging ongoing concerns about the fighting in Lebanon. Conclusion. Ultimately, Netanyahu's decision to pause the Beirut strike under U.S. pressure underscores the fragile balance between maintaining sovereignty and navigating alliance expectations. While many Israelis support the Lebanon offensive against Hezbollah, critics warn the move weakens Israeli autonomy and could signal a shift toward greater American protection. The pause reshapes the trajectory of the conflict, with potential implications for talks with Iran and broader regional dynamics. The relationship with the United States remains central to Israel's security calculus, and Netanyahu's leadership will be judged by whether the country can sustain its national security aims while managing international scrutiny and preserving its standing on the world stage. Frequently asked questions. What decision did Netanyahu make about Beirut and why is it controversial? He ordered not to bombard Beirut after U.S. pressure. Critics say it shows submission to Washington and could hurt Israel in the fight against Hezbollah. How do critics say this affects Israel's sovereignty? They say Netanyahu acted like a U.S. tool. It's seen as weakening Israel's ability to act on its own and labeling Israel a U.S. protectorate. What do supporters say about continuing the offensive against Hezbollah? They say the strike is vital for Israel's security. They want a strong push to push Hezbollah back and to protect the North. How did Trump and the U.S. influence Netanyahu's stance? Trump pressed Netanyahu in a phone call to pause attacks on Lebanon in exchange for sparing Beirut. The move reflected strong U.S. pressure. What do polls say about public opinion on the war and Netanyahu's leadership? Most Israelis back the fight in Lebanon. April poll shows 80% of Jewish Israelis want to continue. Arab Israelis largely oppose. A Channel 12 poll says 79% support continuing the war. A Maariv poll says 55% want Netanyahu to retire.